This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS. Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MAT20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, MMANUTS, episode 685.
680 Fiber.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth. MMA show by fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Nothing. I'm sad. Our Bears suck.
Huh.
It's really bad.
That's
really,
understatement of the year.
It's really, 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 really bad. I don't know if it's ever been this bad. It might be worse than it's ever been.
Well, it is the worst I think it's ever been. I've gotten to the point, luckily I swore them off last week. I said, I'm done. So what I did this week is I just recorded a game and then I watched it and fast forward so I didn't have to suffer the fucking trauma and go, nope, see, this is why I swore them off. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll watch it, but it'll be fast forwarded because we can't fucking score. So it all, now I'm just questioning the whole organization from the general manager. Definitely all the coaches need to fire. You need to wipe the whole team. But I'm wondering if the GM needs to go too.
I think
because he's making the poor decisions, and we have the same thing we had with Justin Fields. So now we've got a quarterback who got sacked 9 fucking times. I think he's on pace to set a goddamn record, and you can just see how he doesn't even want to be there. Like, he's just so, I don't know, disenchanted, sitting on the sidelines. You can just see it. You feel
it. They punted like I think 52 times in 9 games or something ridiculous.
It's insane. Good thing we have the best 45
times in 9 games. I don't know. 52. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot of punting. It's no scoring. You know, it's the whole thing is just terrible. No, it's the same thing. Nobody's open. He has no time to throw, and the blocking sucks. And it's just like, and we can't run the ball. So,
and we've done nothing to prove the offensive line. So that's what I was saying. Like, at least when you had Justin Fields, he could scramble and get you yards. He's going to get hurt. And Caleb can scramble a little bit, but he's looking to throw the ball and not run it. And it's just, it's just a recipe for disaster. So they better fucking fire someone this week. I wish they would just fire the head coach.
Eberflus?
Yeah, he's a dipshit.
Maybe they got the curse of the HBO Hard Knocks or something. That must be a thing.
I don't know, but it's like we just keep getting the same result. Like, you fire a head coach, you get a quarterback, and then you have a shitty result, and then we do the same thing, and we just keep doing the same cycle of bullshit, and we don't fix the offensive line. And I thought that was what Ryan Poles, the GM, was saying. Got to fix the line. I know offensive line. I know how to generate talent. And then we've spent none of our first round picks on protecting a quarterback. We've used all our resources getting all these awesome receivers that he can't even fucking pass to. So you know what I would also do? I'm going to fucking trade Keenan Allen. Can I trade him? Done. He's gone. I don't know if you want a draft pick for him. Can you get an offensive lineman?
Like now?
Seriously, like, because this is like, or put the fucking backup quarterback in, because we can't fucking support you as a quarterback and you're regressing. We're fucking everything up here.
Well, yeah, it's hard. He's running for his life, and now the fans are booing. I mean, they got booed off the field, like, literally.
And they should.
I think as Chicago fans, they should just stop going to the games. I think we should protest. Just don't fucking show up.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to start happening, because it's not like the schedule gets any easier. They're going to get so ass fucked. Like, the next handful of games, you're playing what? Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay. It's all division games, pretty much.
Yep. And those all should be fat losses too.
in this Patriots team that they just lost to, they're a fucking terrible team, and they fucking manhandled the Bears. And the defense is still doing what they need to do. If you've kept the team to fucking 19 points, you're doing your fucking job.
Yeah, you are.
The offense is not. And I think it's head coach, offensive coordinator. Now I'm going to throw general manager into that fucking barrel. Fuck yes. Everyone. Fire John Gruden. I've said I want John Gruden in. That's it. I want a fucking maniac.
I'm in.
And whoever he wants to bring in. Let him run wild. You need someone who's going to bust ball. It's either him. I don't know Belichick that much, but he's not a maniac. Track record.
Different type of maniac, Belichick.
There you go. Gruden's I don't want someone new. Crazy. I don't want someone to learn on the job. I want a fucking proven maniac.
Well, Gruden was a head coach of the Raiders for a minute, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then he got fired in some scandal because I think the league was investigating something and they found some email and didn't like some word he said in a fucking private email, so then they fired him. Like, that was fucking bullshit. Anyway, and then I don't know what's happening with the Blackhawks because they still don't have a Comcast deal. So, 0-2.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do.
Chicago fan at the moment.
Do I start rooting for other teams? Like,
probably. I would convert to Michigan or Minnesota. I think we got better chances.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I'm just swear it off. Swear it off.
Yep. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about upcoming fight card? You want to talk?
I just want to mention the past card over the weekend just briefly because I want to show you something. This was the first event where the 12-6 elbow was legal.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the new ground opponent. I'm just going to show the picture of Jillian Robertson. She was delivering these straight to the chick's cornhole. Multiple? Yeah. I'm like, that's an effective use of a 12-6. I approve of this messaging.
Yes, I have the 12-6 elbow. Can I show the what happening during the fights?
During a UFC fight?
Yes.
No.
No. Damn.
That's why I had to take the picture. Huh? It was in another fight too. Someone else was throwing those. There's a couple.
Well, there was a fight where the guy was on bottom. He was holding the leg, and the other guy was like laying on top of him, and they were all like stuck. And he just started going wah-pang, right to the head, and immediately the guy lets go. And you're like, oh, this works.
Yeah, keep the action super rolling. Effective.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I've never thrown that on someone. I'm only throwing like downward ones. I should have thrown these on someone. Yeah. But anyway.
Seems way more deadly.
Yeah, because you can generate more force if you're up to the sky. It's leverage. Because, I mean, you can still get good ones this way, but I'd rather drop those because you're going straight down. Ugh.
Yep.
I love it. All right. This episode is brought to you by DraftKings. This weekend, we have UFC 309. We have Jon Jones versus Stipe Miocic fighting for the UFC heavyweight title.
If you're looking to get even closer to the action, you got to check out our partners, DraftKings Sportsbook. And right now, all new customers who bet just $5 will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Now, that's something to celebrate this season. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code MMANUTS. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and receive $200 in bonus bets instantly. Stay in on the action and use your $200 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays for a shot at an even bigger payout. Combine multiple bets together from the same game. It's crazy. If sports betting is not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have the shot to win cash prizes.
That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code MMANUTS and just bet $5 on any wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code MMANUTS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't miss out on all the action this week at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app today. Sign up using our URL that's listed there or through our promo code MMANUTS. UFC 309, you ready?
I'm ready.
This was with a post from Andy Hickey, MMA. He says, UFC 309 will feature three of the most inactive ranked fighters in the UFC. I'll pull this up here. So you start with, you have Stipe Miocic, he hasn't fought in 1,330 days. This was posted a few days ago. Michael Chandler, 735 days. And John Jones, 623 days. And you can kind of see that list. Like, holy shit, man. I didn't realize how long it's been for so many.
I didn't realize Miocic has been out that long.
It's been a while. So you want to start there, John Jones, Stipe Miocic?
I mean, yeah, we could, I suppose. You know, what do I want to say? There's the unknown factor, right? Like,
what's that?
What's going to happen with all this layoff? But, you know, mm-hmm. you got to think that Jones is still going to be John Jones. He's still going to have the wrestling. He'll still be high fight IQ and come in with some sort of wicked game plan. I just think I'm struggling to find ways that Miocic wins this fight. And I mean, other than he's tough, you know, but I don't think he's going to out cardio John Jones. I don't think he's going to out box or strike. I don't think he's going to out wrestle him. I don't think he's going to out grapple him. So I'm picking John Jones all day. I want to say round two early, maybe with some sort of a submission after like a knockdown, like a rear naked choke. I think he goes in and, ooh, what if he throws some 12-6 elbows? You know, just for old time's sake.
That's in my prediction.
Yeah.
Because, well, John, he said he weighs 235 for this fight. And when he debuted against Ciryl Gane at heavyweight, he was weighing 248. So he's coming in a little lighter, probably to be more devastating. And I don't know what show John was watching, but Stipe was... it might have been like a UFC embedded, whatever, like one of the pre-fight shows is. And John is watching this, and Stipe was calling John a bitch a couple times.
Oh,
and so I'm like, oh no, he just made this personal. So John said, the disrespect, this disrespect doesn't have to happen. You're going to wish you never said that. I'm like, oh no. And all I can think of is John still talks about that 12-6 elbow loss to fucking Matt Hamill.
Yeah.
He's talking about it in some interviews. So what I expect in this fight is I expect it to be very heavily wrestling based. And I think John wants to prove a point, and he's going to fucking smash his head into oblivion. First round, 12-6 elbow KO. I don't even think it's going to be close. It's not even going to be competitive. It's going to be such a whitewashing. Might even be under a minute.
Okay.
It's just, I'm just thinking about how Stipe is so fucking rusty at 1,300 days That's off.
Like crazy. It's almost insane. 5 years. Like, insane. 4 years. 4 years.
That's weird. It's a long time off.
It doesn't seem like that long, but I guess, hey, you know. Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. And then the other weird thing is Jones was talking about, let's just assume he wins. He said, you know, not really interested in fighting Tom Aspinall, but he's willing to walk away and leave the heavyweight title to have a BMF title fight against Alex Pereira.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that? Jones versus Pereira. I mean, I don't know like what it. Weight class.
Jesus.
Because, I mean, doesn't matter for a BMF title. They're both probably about the same weight then. If he's 235, Pereira is probably right there, 230.
I just don't see Jones beating him. I think that's a tough fight.
It's a tough fight, but I like to see that.
I think it'd be fun. I think if Jones is back after this Miocic fight and things look good, I say go for it. If he's looking solid,
mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that fight, but I like Paris chances on that one. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
It's a hell of a tough fight. But who do you think he has a better chance of beating, Jones? Who does he have a better chance of beating? Is it Pereira? Or Aspinall?
Oh, Aspinall for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Aspinall, I think he's too young and too fast.
Young, fast.
I think he gives John... I think they both give him a lot of problems, but I think he has a better chance against Pereira. Maybe because he can wrestle him more. I think,
you know, Pereira's got that freaking, that's ridiculous power, man.
I know, accuracy. He does. It's like, but John's insane. Got the hell of a chin, and he hasn't had to take that many shots because he's
it hasn't been
good.
Tested though, I don't think. John Jones, not he's by someone like that.
Hit, but he's just absorbed it. But that's also a credit to him. So I want to see that. I want to see him take those shots. Like, let's okay. Fucking go. Let's do this. Let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then let's do a little sponsors and we can talk about the rest of the
pick
card.
Up the rest of it. Yeah. Let's go. All right, fellas, you want your grooming routine to be a one and done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer for your face and your private parts are over, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. They've come up with the ultimate package. Keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6. Introducing the beard and balls bundle twice, featuring the lawnmower 5.0 and the beard hedger, a trimmer for the moneymaker, and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. For the premium grooming experience, trust Manscaped.
That's right. And first up, your ball's new best friend, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Say goodbye to endless passes. The trimmer gets it right the first time, cutting through the bushiest of bushes effortlessly, while being gentle on the skin and your delicate places.
And join the 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the beard and balls bundle today. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it.
That's right.
Okay, so this episode, we're doing Lucy.
Sure.
Sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths, from 4 milligrams all the way up to 12. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, winter green, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or a gal, Lucy gum is available in 2 milligram, 4 milligram, or 6 milligram. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. And Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Also brought to you by OneSkin. This time of year, I find myself reflecting on things I'm grateful for, like family, friends, and my health. Another thing I'm grateful for, the fact that I can help my skin stay healthy and resilient as I get older. And thanks to today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their scientifically proven skincare routine has made a noticeable difference in how my skin looks and feels. Their OS01 peptide works at the cellular level to switch off the dysfunctional cells that cause your skin to become dry, dull, and age faster than it needs to. Celebrate the holidays, OneSkin has introduced their limited edition holiday bundle featuring travel sizes of OS01 face, OS01 eye, and OS01 body, all in this chic leatherette bag. It's a perfect gift, but you may actually want to keep this one for yourself. Take advantage of this exclusive bundle while it lasts. As a listener and viewer, you'll get 15% off using our code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. Invest in your skin's long-term health this holiday season because healthy skin is a gift.
That's right. And what do I personally like about OneSkin? Keeps me semi-fresh. My skin is delicious. Tastes great. It's like chicken, but better. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with one skin. That's one right. Skin. And just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show. Are we going to go back to UFC 309?
Yeah.
We talk a little Charles Oliveira, Michael Chandler.
Yes.
Number two versus number two. Seven.
It's the second time they fought or fight. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to find a card here.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I like both guys. I've always been an Oliveira fan. I like Oliveira's chances in this one. Really solid striker. Great jiu-jitsu. Cardio for days. I don't know. I think the reach is going to be a problem for Chandler. And I think Oliveira picks him apart on the outside and gets a little submission win. And was it like number 15 or something? He's got a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, let's see if they
say he holds a record.
He's got 21 wins by submission.
Oh, it's 21.
10 by KO and 21 by submission.
I think we're going to get another submission victory. We're going to make it 22. 22.
Because you got to think guilty. Chandler, there you go, could be wrestler right into it. Mm-hmm. Chandler, 2-year layoff, waiting for McGregor, finally decides, hey, maybe I should have a fight. I got to make some monies. He looks jacked out of his mind. So I wonder how his cardio is. I'm going to guess not great. I'm going to guess ring rust and... I just wonder where your head is at when you've been thinking, oh, I'm going to get this fucking multi-million dollar payday by fighting Conor McGregor. And if I beat him, how good is my life going to be? And then none of that happens. So you've just wasted 2+ years of your life. It's got to weigh on you mentally. And I just, I worry about how many fight camps did he run through of like, okay, here's the date. And then we're going. And then we don't fight. Here's the date. We're going. And then we don't fight. So mentally it's gotta be a fucking train wreck. You already have a loss to Oliveira. So I do believe he dropped Oliveira in a fight. If I recollect, could be wrong, but I'm going to say that happened.
I don't remember that, but you could be right.
And then Oliveira came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Chandler's only been submitted once. I could probably click on him and find out. I'm just going to go with that. So I don't see how he wins. And Oliveira is the favorite. So I am going to go by a submission. I want to see something exotic. Can we get like a calf slicer? I think Oliveira actually has a win by calf slicer.
I think you're right.
He's got a lot of weird shit. If he's got fucking 21 submissions,
they're not all the same. Definitely.
Fuck it. Let's go second round calf slicer for Oliveira. And I'm just going to pull up the rest of the card because you got this Bo Nickel fight, which the odds on it are egregious, but they're probably correct. Bo Nickel versus Paul Craig. They got him at -1,000. John Jones is -700, and I feel like that's a pretty safe bet. So you're saying Bo Nickel, man, that'd be a great fight for an upset when things are so heavily favored one way and he's feeling pretty good about himself. And then the other two fights are just, what are we doing here? Why are these on the main card?
Yeah.
And then
Chris Weidman,
he's in the prelims.
Jim Miller.
And he's not even the favorite. Jim Miller, not the favorite. And I thought there was, Mickey Gall making an appearance down here. But you get the gist of it. I mean, so you got three pretty solid fights. Two really good. One, not bad. And then, But again, this is the probably last fight you're going to see Miocic in. Guarantee he's going to retire. And then John, I guess it depends which way the fight goes. More than likely, he's going to win. And then does he retire or not? And, he could probably squeeze a ton of money out of him for that BMF title fight against Pereira because he doesn't want to fight Aspinall. And I think Bisbing was calling for some crazy shit. Like, if John Jones doesn't fight Aspinall next, there should be a conversation about them stripping the title from him. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy talk. He's earned whatever he wants. Like, he can choose who he wants to fight next. Oh, if yeah. he wants to even fight. Like, this is a fucking goat, man. No one's better. And when you unleash 12-6 elbows on him, the guy was the master of elbows. And then he just, like, you remember how fucking creative he was, like, back in the day when he was doing all sorts of shit before he got too refined?
Yep.
I'm hoping that comes out again.
That guy comes back? The craftsman, the master surgeon with all the crazy fucking shit.
Spinning elbows. And it was like, he used to just take you to the ground, and then he would just pound you out with fucking elbows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit. And that's what probably going to happen. That's what
you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And then maybe he'll knock some fucking personality into Miocic. So,
oh, we'll before see. I forget, they posted his fight shorts, John Jones.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
His kit. There you go. This is what it looks like by a little Venom action. What are your thoughts on this? Confused what this graphic is. What is this graphic?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's got, is this like satanic? I almost see demons in here. Or two guys kissing. I'm not sure what's going on.
Like demons. Crazy.
Two demons making out. It's odd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. I don't have anything else for UFC 309.
I don't either.
But there is one other major fight happening.
Well, On Netflix, of all places.
So you have Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. This is Friday, November 14th, Cowboys Stadium, and as you said, on Netflix. And when we were talking about this fight before, you know, Mike Tyson had pulled out of it the first time it was scheduled because he said he had an ulcer. So he kind of went into detail because I was shitting on him going, I've had fucking ulcers. Not a big deal. A little bit of pain. But, you know, he had a little, I guess, harder than I had mine. So he said, I went to the bathroom and I threw up blood. The next thing you know, I'm on the floor and I was defecating tar. So he said he was suffering from a 2.5-inch bleeding ulcer. And in the process of its removal, he said that he lost 26 pounds. And he said, wow. I asked the doctor, am I going to die? And she didn't say no. She said, we have options, though. And he said, that's when I got nervous. So maybe that one was a little more serious than I originally thought.
Yeah, sounds bad.
It's just interesting. As we get closer and closer to the fight, you could see he gets more and more amped up. And he's like, we were talking, I think it was last week, where he switched over already. Mm-hmm. And they were showing, I think it was a video of Mike watching Jake Paul's last fight, and he's in the ring and he's talking about how he's gonna beat Mike, and Mike's just laughing and saying he's a manufactured killer. Television and papers made him a killer. He's manufactured. I'm a natural born killer. I'm like, oof. Like, I'm so scared. Like, I'm so scared. And when they're doing the face-offs and Jake's like trying to talk shit, you see Mike just looking at him like, you have no idea. He's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, holy shit. I don't give a fuck how old Mike is. He has so much experience. He still has the power. To me, it still looks like he has the speed. And Jake putting on that much extra weight to be a heavyweight, he looks slow. And when you talk skill for skill, let's just call Mike 60. I think he's 58 or 59. Doesn't fucking matter. Because I can still see him working the bag, and he's probably pumped full of everything, as is Jake, by the way, allegedly.
But you don't lose that power just because you get older.
No, you'll lose some speed, but he's going to fuck Jake up so bad. Here's my prediction. He's going to knock Jake out in the first fucking round. Jake's going to wake up and question his sexuality. Like, who am I now? He's not going to know what fucking day of the week it is. So it's Tyson all day for me. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. The one part I'm skeptical about, I think Smart Money says that there's controversy in this fight and they have to run it back. I think that makes more financial sense for everybody. So I'm thinking that that's a strong possibility that there's some fuckery that happens and somehow this goes to a decision.
Split draw or something.
Yeah,
weird.
Like some weird thing, and like, oh, we gotta do it again. You know, and
The amounts they're making, I forgot what it is. I think Jake is 40 million and Mike is 20, somewhere around there.
Oh, it's the other, wow. He's making less than Jake, weird. Huh? No shit.
Yeah, because I think Jake's putting it all together. But you would still, out of respectfully, I would give him 30 and you take 30. But
well, they announced the broadcast team for this fight. I don't know if you saw this. So you have Mauro Ranallo. And you have Roy Jones Jr.
Okay.
And then Rosie Perez doing the commentary. I don't know. And then there's Kate Scott, who's a CBS sportscaster. She's hosting the thing with Andre Ward. He's a retired boxer. Doing the stuff from the analysis side, you know. And then you got, I think that's about all I could find. So like, you know, of course, Mauro Ranallo, you know, it's...
I fucking can't stand him. It's not my style.
Yeah, he's annoying, but...
It's over the top.
You know, they're trying. Let's see what happens. You know, it could be a pretty fun thing. I'm going to try to tune in. I don't know if you'll be able to watch it back on replay or not. I don't think so.
I don't know why you wouldn't, because if Netflix shelled out, fuck, how much do they pay for this?
A lot.
If he's paying, because I think it's 40 to Jake, 20 to Mike, and then 6 million to another one of Jake's fighters, a female on the card.
Okay.
So right there is like 66 mil. And that doesn't include like the production, and you're fighting in Cowboy Stadium. What do you have to do additionally to pay for production? Is that another 3 to 5 million? And then all the salaries of everyone there, and like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. So I'm assuming that's going to be on Netflix. They're not going to just do one and done. They're going to want to get as much bang for the buck out of it. And who's not going to want to see that for free, you know?
Fuck yeah.
It's interesting. Tyson. But I just hope this is one and done for him. And it's weird rules. I think it was 8 rounds, two minutes each round. So short rounds will favor Mike, I think.
For sure.
I just want him to knock Jake out early. So
me too. I think this could be over in 45 seconds, or it might drag out and be some weird controversial thing.
Yeah, because I don't want it to be like the fight that Mike did with Roy Jones Jr. recently, whenever that was, a couple years ago, when they both had made a gentleman's agreement, like, let's not punch each other hard to the face, but let's go full bore to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike was dialing him up to the body. So it's just Mike's got so much experience. That's the thing. He's just, from his knowledge standpoint, it's off the chart. And then skill in there, even a 60-year-old. Be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And I know some people are like, I can't fucking watch that. Like, it's a freak show. Just fucking watch it, right? And then Jake was saying, if he wins, he's going to call out Canelo Alvarez. I'm like, are you retarded? Canelo Alvarez. Like, again, he's trying to take people at the end of their careers, and obviously Mike way past his.
Right.
But whatever, as long as people are paying for it, I feel like it's time for him to get a comeuppance, because he's been kind of skating through some of these older MMA guys, and now you're getting a straight up boxing guy that was one of the best ever. So I think it's time for him to get a little taste of reality.
For sure.
So anyway, what else is going on out there?
I got one more piece of news, and then I'm on the KO. So Tom Breeze, who is a PFL fighter. I was reading this article where he admits that when he fought Rob Wilkinson back in April, he was actually on mushrooms in the fight. He said he'd been taking mushrooms all week, and he was on mushrooms during the fight. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? That is insane. Like, how...
Did he say, like, how many? Or was he microdosing?
He just said, I did magic mushrooms. I was taking drugs all week. That's honest. It is what it is. It was a rough time.
Did he win?
No.
That's the question.
He did not win.
Well, then probably wasn't a good idea. And probably not something you should be saying, because I don't think the athletic commissions are going to take kindly to that. And I would imagine they could probably suspend him.
Yeah, because he admitted it. But I mean, it's not like you can't test for that. So,
well, I would imagine your eyes are probably dilated or something's got to be going on with your eyes, right? How many fingers do I have up? 75?
12.
Is 75 the answer? Jesus, man. That's fucking crazy. I want to check in with Nick Diaz, and I hate to bring this story up because
I was trying to avoid this. It sounds like things are not going well for Nick.
This video surfaced. I'm gonna post it. We're gonna share this. It's a little sound. He's outside. He's fighting on December 7th, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So he's out in public, shirtless, trying to light a random piece of grass on fire. So there he is.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
What? What are you doing?
Are you okay?
Who's that for?
Are you all right?
Yes.
So, I mean, he's looking a little gaunt and thin, and there's some rumors that he's on the meth.
Yeah, his girlfriend posted something on Twitter or X or whatever talking about drugs are bad and some, I don't know, like it's some cryptic thing. And then she took it down. I don't know what to believe anymore. Is this some publicity stunt or is he actually in trouble?
I don't know. This isn't the publicity you want. You're like outside lighting random pieces of grass on fire. The grass did nothing wrong. And Nick does not look healthy. And if he's fighting in, you know, less than a month, allegedly, I don't know, because that fight got moved once. I would imagine it
did,
because I forgot where they were fighting, but it was in a state that you couldn't have weed or something, state or country, and they had to move it. So I don't know. I hope the best for the guy, but you know, that doesn't look great. At all. I got one other thing before we can get some KO action. So there's this weird move. I know we've seen something similar, so I'm going to show this to you. I think I can play sound.
Okay.
But this is reminiscent of, I remember Charles, I don't remember what his nickname is going to be, Felony Bennett, did something similar to this. But.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Here we go.
What the?
But isn't this how you snap someone's neck like a chicken?
I think so.
I don't know if the neck can hold that, but I guess that's legal. But I think when he did it, he threw the guy into the fucking cage. And hopefully I can find that video and it wasn't, I don't know if it was a Bellator fight or I don't remember. Hmm. Somewhere. But I know I remember him doing that specifically and going, holy fuck. You gotta be strong as fuck to string someone around by their neck like that and hopefully not wreck them. But anyway, let's hit some KOs. What do you got?
Sure. I got a little amateur boxing KO first. Here we go. I can't share sound. I wish these videos would just not put music.
Yeah.
But anyways, here you go. Here's a little good night.
Oof. And that's with headgear on.
Oh, yeah. Kill them clean. By the way, I have an owl outside my window. It's just going, whoo.
Okay.
I don't know if you can
hear
it.
I saw you look. No,
I was like, it's like literally sitting on my roof outside the window going, whoo, whoo. It's really fucked up.
That's weird.
Freaking me out, man. Okay. And then I got another boxing one. In the spirit of boxing week, this is the most exciting boxing thing we're going to see all week.
Until this weekend.
Oh,
man. She got all of that one.
She sure did. One more time.
But it's America.
I feel like we've seen that before, but I don't know if we have or not.
I don't know. Well, it's the same one with this one I'm going to show. I think we've seen this before, but I'm showing again. We might have seen this last week. I can't remember.
I can't either. Old age.
It almost looks like a movie KO because of the sweat.
Oh, damn.
We'll go again.
I think I might
fake.
Have seen it before.
Oh,
man. The whole thing.
Good times. Right into... I don't have anything else. We can go right into Canology.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Well, if you're, I don't know, I've been recommending the show to you for a while, but Yellowstone is back. They're doing a little season 5 part 2 thing, similar to like Game of Thrones. The verdict is not out yet on whether they're going to jump the shark and fuck the whole show up. Costner's not part of it anymore, but it's an amazing show. Okay. I saw the, you know, new episode last night, and I remembered why I liked it. It's just the characters are awesome. You should watch Yellowstone. I'm telling you, it's fucking worth your time.
Did they kill Costner off?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was like a, yeah, like he got written out through something that happened. I don't want to give it away. So
that's fine. I have a hard time getting involved in anything on TV anymore for some reason. I don't know. It's all these series or whatnot. I burn out real quick. I'm not watching any series right now. I'm more entertained by just the internet itself than fucking TV. And now I'm in fucking video game land, because I'll bring up my knowledge, because I'm in fucking Call of Duty world again. And once you get me there, forget it. Because remember, that was when I had, I don't remember if I was playing Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, and you had your nose surgery or whatever.
Yeah, so like I was in this fucking haze for like I was in my basement for 2 weeks on all sorts of painkillers. I was in so much pain. It was a fucking terrible experience.
Your wife fucking called me and was like, "Is Matt okay?" I'm like, "I think so. He's kicking ass in Call of Duty. I think he's totally fine."
I was fucking so dialed in. You couldn't even kill me.
His kill to death ratio was like 100. I don't even know.
I don't know. So it was insane.
You're in the zone, just like going for it.
Yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't at the same time. But anyway, so there's some interesting glitches. I might be able to share sound. So there's one thing happened with someone.
Let's see.
So this dead guy over here, he's going to work. Going to work. He's pinned against the wall. So that happened. And then I got to pull up one of my games. Where's my thing? So I'll share the screen here. But look at the screen names. I don't know if I'm going to be able to see this. So I got to make my screen a little bit bigger here. So Perk Nowitzki is in second place here. And then Glock Lesnar.
I love it.
Can you even see that? I can't tell.
I mean,
it's
really
enough.
Small. Now, when you read it to me, I can see it. But before
okay.
That,
I don't know how to make it bigger, really, but tiny. God damn. Glock Lesnar, he's coming for you. And that's another one of those games. I'm first place on a losing team because people don't fucking play the game right. It's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
That's why I like to play these solo player games anymore. I don't have to rely on anyone.
That's good. It's a good point. But I like fucking owning people online. That's my joy in life. Anyway, on that note, we can shut down.
Alrighty. Watch some boxing and MMA this weekend, folks. See you next week with recap. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.